Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across the region, the weather remains calm with clear skies over Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, and Haifa. A pleasant evening for those out and about, with mild temperatures continuing into the night. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel, an IDF soldier was killed in a drone attack in southern Lebanon. Israel and Hezbollah are blaming each other for the incident in the past 2 hours. Also, JNS reports in the past hour that Sergeant Idan Fuchs, aged 19, was killed, with 6 others wounded in the same Hezbollah drone strike. Also this hour, Jerusalem Post details the ongoing escalation between Hezbollah and Israel. Both sides accuse each other of violating the fragile ceasefire. Separately, I-24 News confirms that Sergeant Idan Fuchs died in combat earlier today in southern Lebanon. 4 other soldiers were seriously injured in the attack. And finally, Axios reveals that Israel secretly sent the Iron Dome system and troops to the UAE during the conflict with Iran. This deployment was previously undisclosed. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eli Afriat, a local commentator, posted just minutes ago that a Hezbollah drone nearly hit an IAF rescue helicopter during an evacuation. A regional analyst, posting 20 minutes ago, criticized the concept of a ceasefire. They argue that Hezbollah's actions are not showing restraint, but aggression against Israel. Jewish Warrior 13, a Middle East observer, noted just minutes ago that Iranian intermediaries have proposed a negotiation formula. Talks could resume if the U.S. accepts the 3-stage plan. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with the recent attack in southern Lebanon. The Times of Israel reports that the IDF blames Hezbollah for dismantling the ceasefire. Hezbollah defends its actions, claiming retaliation. This incident raises concerns over increased hostilities in the region. Turning to the death of Sergeant Idan Fuchs, JNS and I-24 News confirm he was the 3rd IDF fatality during the ceasefire. The IDF states that 4 soldiers remain in serious condition. The attack underlines the fragility of the current ceasefire. Meanwhile, the previously undisclosed deployment of Israel's Iron Dome to the UAE, as reported by Axios, marks a significant development in regional defense strategies. It's a move that shows the deepening security ties between Israel and Gulf states amid tensions with Iran. Turning to business and markets. First, Globes reports that Israel's population has grown by 1.4% over the past year. The Central Bureau of Statistics notes the population now stands at over 10 million as the country approaches its 78th Independence Day. Separately, CTEC highlights CyberArk founder Udi Mokadi's insights on innovation. He emphasizes that resilience and growth are key to the future of Israeli high-tech. And finally, Walla Business reveals surprising gaps in LinkedIn activity among Israeli cyber companies. A new report shows only a small number of these companies lead in online engagement. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.